You're my king. You're my everything. And now I am a child of the living God. Amen and amen. Praise God. If you said that prayer and you really meant it, now you are saved. And when you die, you go to heaven. Praise God. And now you have a relationship with God himself. Look, I want to appreciate all you people out there. God bless you so much. I appreciate you. Love you all. And I just want you to know that we got a lot of things we just want to give to you, just send to you. Remember, after we get off the air, you'll be able to hear some of it and where to write to me or where to call me and leave your address. I just want you to have the word. God bless you all. Love all of you out there. We'll be coming back at you with another highly controversial topic. Thank you, Smiley. We appreciate it. Love all of you out there. We're coming back. Bye-bye. I want you to know also, folks.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Say, I want you to get time I try to do right, every time I try to treat my neighbor right, every time I try to help someone along the way, Satan gets right there in my way. I tell you,
about me. Come on. In all obedience to God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, to the Holy Spirit, our keeper, to all the ministers and the word carriers of God, Jesus Christ, we thank God for you today. As we come today to teach in the word of God, we ask that you humble yourself before God, open your heart up to God, and he'll give you what you need. The Bible tells me, study, show thyself prove unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What do you mean, rightly dividing the word? Tell it like it is. Say what God said, believe what he said, and do what he said. And then when you do that, you're complete in Christ Jesus through the word. We're going to talk to you today, and I thank God for these ministers here today. We call them backup pinch hitters. In today's time, we're going to look from the book of 1 John today. We're going to be talking about God's Spirit today. 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 8. And it's very special here to me, especially. And it says something to me as being a leader for God. And I need to observe things that God has put before and he allowed to come before us. 1 John, the 4th chapter, beginning with the first verse. And it says thus, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God.
Uh-huh.
And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, the children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another.
Yes, Lord.
For love is of God.
Yes, Lord.
And everyone that loveth is born of God.
Yes, Lord.
And knoweth God.
Yes.
He that loveth not knoweth not God.
Mm.
For God is love.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Amen.
A question to us today. What spirit are you manifesting? What spirit are you manifesting? This scripture starts off with God showing his love. He says, beloved, which means those that he has chosen. Those are the ones I chose, sanctified, and that I'm keeping. He didn't call or low-rate you. He said, my beloved. My beloved, those that I've called sanctified and I'm keeping right now. All that's been born again, born of the water and of the Spirit of Christ, I'm talking about you now. He said, I don't want you to believe. I don't want you. Listen to what the word says. Believe not every spirit. That spirit circulating all over this earth now. There are people and spirits in every church probably on the face of God's earth, but it's not God's spirit. It's not God's spirit. How do I determine whether it's God's spirit or not? The word going to verify what the spirit of God is. The word going to verify. If the spirit leading you, it's going to say what the word say. Because if Jesus said, I say nothing but what my Father told me to say. And the Holy Spirit verifies what the Father and the Son has already said. And you compare the word of God to the spirit that liveth and abideth in you. If you have not the spirit of God, now this is what Romans 8:9 say. You don't know God. I want to know him. I want to love him. I want to confess that he died for me. He was buried. And that he rose again. I got to say this. I got to mean it in my heart. If I don't do that, I'm not of God. But when I'm born of God, I can say he liveth in me. And he provides for me. And everywhere I go, he guides and leads me and instructs me into all righteousness and all truth. He said, every spirit that get up is not of God. Because he's got a lot of fake, false prophets going out in the world. Some people have went on, decided to, I'm going to be a preacher, I'm going to be a teacher, I'm going to be an evangelist. And they know the scripture just like you do. They can quote the scripture just like you do. But when they quote it, they make a mockery out of it. Because their heart is not set right. The heart is not according to Jesus Christ. And you got to be very tuned in to Jesus to keep the devil from fooling you. Because he's so shrewd, he's so slick, and he almost fooled the very elect. And we have to be solid, cemented in Christ Jesus where we can hear God. You remember now, Jesus said he speaks nothing but what his Father said. And the Holy Spirit only verify what the Father and the Son has said already. And they give us God, it's open our understanding though. If you keep reading the word of God, the Spirit is going to step in. And going to teach you. Going to teach you. You know, I know we go to people, I go to people to myself. They're people that know scripture better than I do. I go to them and ask them questions. When I ask them questions, I don't start talking. I shut my mouth up and listen at what they got to say. And then I go back to my Bible, and it's right there. And I say, thank you, Jesus. Because we are working together with Christ Jesus. And everything that God got for me, it's going to be for me. What he got for you is going to be for you. And we got to love God because he looked beyond all our faults and saw what we need. We need the Spirit of God to live and abide in us every day of our life, that we can live right, we can talk right, we can love right, we can understand right, we can know how to get along with people right. See, you need the Spirit of God in you. If you have not the Spirit of God, the Bible says you ain't none of God. I hate for somebody, all my life I've been in the church. I wasn't saved all my life because my parents made me come to church, and I came to church because they made me come to church. But I didn't yet know God for myself. But when I knew him for myself, I confessed Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And then I received the Spirit of Christ, which liveth and abideth in me every day of my life. And the Bible tells me here, he said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Because he inside of you. He living in you. Every spirit that confessed that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Yes. Now, you know, what we need to understand here, Jesus come in a physical body. Yes, even though he was 100% spirit, amen, he put on a fleshly body. Yes, and the Bible said, if you don't believe that he came in the flesh, amen, you don't know God. See, what if Jesus could have come here in the spirit, 100% spirit with us, and we'd have had a complaint and a gripe. He ain't like us. He perfect. Never did no wrong. Never been tempted. But the Bible tells me he was tempted as we are today. Same stuff he went through. We're going to have to go through some of the same stuff. But we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. If we don't hold on, we're going to slip. We're going to slip. That's why we can faithfully say this, that for the Bible says, for we all have what? Sin and come short of the glory of God. But once you sin and you come into the knowledge that I messed up, go to Carl. Yes, sir. Go to Jesus. Say, Lord, that's me. I'm guilty.
help me to overcome. Give me power that I can stand, that I don't slip in the same boat no more. We have to talk to God. See, you don't have to tell me your business. That ain't my business. But you need to tell God. You need to tell God your business. Every one of us need to have communication with God. And if anything in your life that's not according to what the Word of God said, you need to tell Him to help you. Some people are gifted in the church. God put gifts in the church. Why did He put gifts in the church? To build a church up, to make the church strong. Every one of us ought to have at least one gift that we work together by the Holy Spirit. We're going to be strong, and we're going to walk in the power of God's might. I know scriptures. You know scriptures. We know scriptures. But just knowing them ain't enough. You got to walk in them. Now, when you meet people, you got to manifest Christ through the scripture, which is governed by the Spirit of Christ. See, when you say Jesus is living inside of me, this is what you're saying in real life. God is here on earth because He's inside of me. Every day He's inside of me. When I walk down the street and meet this brother here, I love him so much, I got to speak to him. I can't walk by him. I can't ignore him. And if there be a need, my brother said to me, he needs something, my heart goes out because he's my brother. He's my blood brother. Both of us been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. And both of us been washed in Jesus' blood, that when we dipped down in the pool, we died with him. When we got up out the pool, we lived with him. And the Bible said we're going to forever be with the Lord. He said, believe this. We got to believe this. Because the Bible goes on to say, every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is coming in flesh is not of God. Now, you know, if I tell somebody, they say, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe He's coming nobody. Well, I hate to say it, but you ain't of God. I mean, that's what the Word says. You're not of God. And He said, this is the spirit of what? Antichrist. That's against God, against Jesus, against the Holy Spirit. You got to be watchful in that. Be very watchful in that. You come against the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells me there's no forgiveness. We're in a day when we be living by the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus, in case you didn't know, God is on His throne in heaven. Jesus is on at the right hand of the Father right now on His throne, and He's over there telling the Father everything He don't understand about us. Jesus just straightened Him out. This for brother being me. This for brother being me. This for sister so-and-so me. That's what Jesus is doing right now. The third seat is still open in heaven because the Holy Spirit is here on earth with us. We got to understand and believe that. We got to believe it. God wants us to believe it. So you stand in danger when you say Jesus didn't come in the flesh. You're in danger of the hellfire. And you're coming against the whole kingdom of God. See, wherever you've heard that it should come, and now is already in the world. It got people doing it right now. You got people coming against the Holy Ghost right now. It got people saying that ain't what it means right now. See, God didn't know this. He didn't know that. God is omnipresent. He's in everything, everywhere, and all things in you and me and us. And He teach all of us. If we'll open our hearts up, He'll walk right in. Yes, and if He come inside of you, you're going to think of good things. Amen. Let me share this with you. It's going to come to a day, y'all, starting with me, with us, with you, that all of us going to have the mind, full mind of Christ. Amen. All of us going to think just like Jesus. Whenever He come, the trumpet sound, and we meet in the air in the clouds, and all of us going to be together with the Lord. Just those that have passed on going to be caught up together and meet God in the air. And then He going to quicken us. And when He quicken us, we're going to be 100% spirit just like Him. And we're going to think like Him. You know, we quote that scripture all the time, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. God mean that. He mean what he say. We're going to have the same mind Jesus got. And if we got the same mind Jesus got, we're going to do the thing that Jesus say do. We got to just humble ourselves. Some of us know, some of us don't know. But those that don't know, listen good. Get under somebody that know. Don't be so proud to not want this brother to tell you something or this sister to tell you something. If you see where they're a little over you, go to them. Submit yourself to them and get help from them. The Bible said we work together with Jesus. It ain't no Solomon's no more. What you mean, Smith? Jesus said this out of his mouth. Solomon is the wisest and the smartest man that ever will live besides himself. Now, we got a lot of bright people on earth, but when they know they're bright, sometimes they go to their head. God gifts people. He gifts a lot of people. The church is supposed to be full of gifts that we work together to build a church up. But sometimes when we get a little step ahead and a little more knowledge than the other brother has, or we get besides ourselves, we start saying, y'all people. Y'all people. I've been there. I've been there. I know what I'm saying. Y'all people. You need to do this and you need to get this. And I tell people all the time, all you need is Christ. If you get Jesus Christ, you got everything. Because he the one spoke everything in existence. He the one spoke to the sun. It ain't moved since he spoke. Said, be there. Go there. He spoke to the moon. It hadn't moved since. He told the stars in the sky. They obey him. And everything he tell them to do, they do it. The earth rotates every 24 hours. And it do the same thing. Never out of tune with God. It stay in tune with God. When we get up every day of our life, listen good. We get up and say, thank you, Lord. We're staying in tune. We're in tune. But sometimes we get up and forget to pray. Sometimes we go to the table and forget to say, thank you, Lord, for this food. That's why I say you got to have the Spirit of God living and abiding within you so you can please the Lord. Now, the Bible goes on to say, and you of God. What? Those born again, been captured by Jesus Christ, been washed in the blood of the Lamb, baptized into his death, come up in his resurrection. He said, you are the children of God. What you mean, the children, little children? Look, when I was a child, I spake as a child. When I become a man, I put away childish things. I just been birthed in Jesus. I don't know everything. I just been birthed in Jesus. I can't work the work of the Lord fully yet. I got to grow some more. When you say little children, you're saying this, I'm starting over again. And I'm growing now. And I'm going to grow according to the word. The closer we get to God, the closer he get to us. The more I read and study, the more I understand the ways of God. And he said here, y'all have overcome. And this is what he's saying to me, all born-again Christian. You have overcome them. Because greater, listen to what this scripture says. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Yes, Lord. Satan can't take no authority over God's children. No. I don't understand. We always say, better watch the devil, he's going to get you. I don't know where that come from. Satan don't have no power over God. Yes, Lord. He cannot take you from God. Once God gets you, Satan can't take you. What he can do is tempt you, but you don't have to yield because you've been born of God and you got power to rebuke him in Jesus' name. Yes, amen. You got the power. You got the authority. Great is he that's in you and he that's in the world. The authorities of God is in you. That's why he commissioned us and sent us into all the world. Go preach and teach the gospel to all nations. Amen. That means every individual on the face of God say, tell them the truth. Tell them what I say. Some of them going to get upset. But don't worry, I'm with you. I'm with you. Some of them going to get mad with you. I'm still with you, y'all. Let them get mad. I'm with you. I'm going to be with y'all with. Wherever you go, I'm with you.
Yes, sir.
Don't be afraid to tell the truth. Because if you ashamed to own me before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father, which art in heaven. So I got the greatest man living inside of me. How can I be afraid? When men come to eat up my flesh, they fall at my feet. Stumbling fall at my feet. He's showing me I already got the victory before they ever come. He's showing me that everything that come against me, he take over. If I don't try to fight the battle and just give it to him, he going to win it for me. Some of us know about sports and stuff. It's a competitive sport. And each team trying to win. And the one that play more correctional and good and obey the regulations of the game going to win. Okay, we playing a game on earth. Life is like a ball game. Every day of our life, we walk out there, and when we walk out there, Satan come at us. Every day. And Satan throws some beautiful pitches to us. And we got to stand in the box. And when we stand in the box, when a good pitch come, we got to tear into it. That's what Jesus did. When Satan come and tempted the Lord, he said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord. Thy God, when you throw your curveball at me, God already told me it's going to be a curve. It's gone. I'm going to put it out the park. That's what we got to do to the devil. He don't have no power over you. You got authority and power over the devil. Your spirit going to wear you of what's going on. Y'all ever been around tricksters? Let me bring it home for you. Some of you men ought to be around people that slick, call themselves slick. Cunning and crafty, use the word of God sometime to overcome, get over on you. Y'all ain't never been around that. You knew because God put the spirit in you. God know all things, and his spirit know all things. He put the spirit in you to bring you alive. He didn't tell me to fight you because you got a demonic spirit in me. He told me to help you. Help you. Don't cut your throat. Help you. Help you to overcome. Overcome all things. But you got to do it Jesus' way. And you got to be led of the Spirit. If you're not led of the Spirit, you're going wrong. You in flesh. The Bible said these people are of the world. Therefore, they speak of the world. And the world hears them. Good God Almighty, if I'm telling the truth up here, and you don't want me to say it, you worthy.
That's it. That's right.
You worthy.
Yes, sir.
And you don't want to hear me. But now, you want me to hear you. But you don't want to hear me. It's something wrong with that picture. Something wrong with that picture.
Yes, sir.
The Bible tells me to help us one of another. He said you got to love man as you love me. We tell him, I get in here and tell you how much I love God, and I can't stand you. I done lied. According to the scripture, I done lied. We have to be according to the word. What people govern me by? My lifestyle. I don't care what I come up here in the pulpit and say. If my lifestyle outside of that door out there ain't coming up to the standard of this word, I don't lie. And the Bible said that's hypocrisy. And I have to be very careful. He said, God ain't sleep. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also weep. I found that out to be so true. So he said, these people are the world. So the world going to hear them. In America today, listen to me good. We in the political era, the evangelicals in the political area now, they're in there. I can't do nothing about it. They're already in it. They stand and testify if I go and lie and they bag me up. Let me slip something in your crawl. If they bag me up and I'm a liar, they're going to hell along with me. The truth will make you free. Tell the truth in spite of whatever. Why would you fear another man? You know he lying. And you're on the same table with him. Lying too. And the book tell me, I'm reading a book. He said, a liar will not tarry in his sight. We got to stay with the God. We got to let the Spirit of God direct our path. If we don't, we mess it up, y'all. And God going to punish you. Pay every man according to his work. And Lord have mercy. When I was coming up, I got a lot of whooping. I know one of the worst whooping I ever got. My mother said, Lanier, come in here and wash the dishes so I can cook. And I messed around and told her I ain't hungry yet. Lord help me. I said, Mother, I'm going to wash them. She said, I know. You wait till I finish. I know. I wasn't ahead of the house. All I had to do is go and wash the dishes. And I'd soon been eating and enjoying my meal. But after I eat, I was looking at all them whips on me when I was eating. The Bible tells us we got to know the spirit of good and the spirit of error. We got to know it, y'all. If we don't, as Christians, believers in Christ, know the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil, we can always be slicked out. And we can always be used by somebody else. God is a true God. The Bible tells me God tempts no man. We got to be careful how people approach us and what they say to us. We got to be aware. Don't cut them down. Discern their spirit. You got discerning spirit in you. Discern their spirit. Then you know what to say to them. You know what to do. You know what to get out of their face or whatever. See, the word goes on to say, beloved, let us love one another. Say, love is of God. What the scripture say for God so loved who?
The world.
That he gave what?
His only begotten.
Only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have
everlasting life.
Now, you tell me, how can you overcome that kind of love? That you, I ain't no good, none of us in here no good, and that the man say, I'll go and pay the fine. Would you? Son, you know what you got to do, huh? What, Lord? You got to die, give up your life, that they can have life. Dad, I understand what you're saying. And then sometimes we say we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And when he got to the cross, they put spikes in his hands and his feet, hung him on the cross. But first he said, if I be lifted up, y'all, before y'all do it now, I'm going to start drawing people, I'm going to draw every man. But when they picked him up and laid him up on the cross, listen what he said. Listen what he said. I'm talking about the human part of him. God always been with him all his days, all his life, never left him, never forsaked him. He said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Lord, you've been with me all this time, now you're leaving me. Don't leave me now. I need you now. But he had to pay that price for us. He had to pay that price for us, y'all. He had to suffer for us. That we be in this place this day together in the spirit of unity and giving God the praise. Always acknowledging him in all things that he may direct our path. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to be like that every day of our life. every day. See, love is of God. Love one another. For love is well of God. And everyone that loveth is born, huh? Of God. And then we know God. So if you don't love God, you don't love. And if you love God, you can love your brother. You can love your sister. The Bible goes on to say, he that loveth not, huh? Oh, no, I know. That's the word. He that loveth not. You telling me I don't know God? Because I hate Reverend Henry. I don't know. I don't love God. Because I despise Reverend Henry. I don't know God because I lied on Reverend Henry. I don't know God. That's what the book's saying. I'm jealous of him. I don't know God. Help us, Lord. We need to tell God to help us and manifest himself through us that when he yet should appear, we'll be like him. And we're going to see him as he is. I want to let this leave this slick note now. The Bible tell me no man has seen God at any time. Listen good. God told Moses, Moses said, God, everything I asked you to do for me, you did. I want to see the man that's so powerful that everything I ask, you did. I want to see who I'm working with, who I'm talking with. See, Moses, you can't look on me. You can't look on me, son. Lord, I just got to see you. I said, I tell you what, Moses.
I'm going to set you in the back.
Go in the cliff of the mountain. I'm going to pass by you. Then you look on the hinder part of me. To look on you face to face, you can't do it. But let me slip this on you. When Miriam and Aaron got on Moses, because he married this Ethiopian woman, listen to me good now. God told them, I'm going to give you a dream and a vision. But Moses, we're going to speak mouth to mouth. And our old ancestor, Dr. Enoch, the book say that he and God walk together every day because he never sinned on this earth. Enoch, read it. Let me tell you what the devil did. The devil took that out of the Bible. He didn't want us to know. This Ethiopian high priest was the first lawgiver on the face of God's earth. He's the first man to walk with God, to talk with God. He's the first man to look on God. And then Enos today, according to this book, he's an archangel in heaven right now. God told Gabriel to translate and put the spirit on him. And that's what he did. But when that day come, when he get ready to come back, this for God say, Elijah and Enosh, they're going to come back to Jerusalem, not the United States. They're going to come back to Jerusalem, and they're going to be killed in the streets. In 3 days, they're going to stay in the streets. On the third day, they're going to get up. And there's nobody on this earth can walk before them. They'll die. If that ain't the fullness of God, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And I thank God today for that. And we just don't understand today how he laid his life down for me and you today. He said, I don't want nobody lost.
Right.
We should have the same mind today. You see a brother or sister not walking right, don't cut them up. Give them a light scripture where they won't reject you. Then if they take heed to that, give them one more. But don't push it down their throat. Because Jesus is the whosoever will God, whoever desired to come.
Right.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and Private Duty Services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYT OFM.
Are you grateful today?
It's the Great Resurrection Weekend. Lots Music Box and TNR Entertainment presents the legendary Doc McKenzie and the Highlights.
Can you feel God moving?
Yes.
Doc McKenzie and the Highlights, along with Marvin Jaye and the Brothers of Faith. The Great Resurrection Weekend, happening Saturday, April 4th at 5 p.m. at the Neighborhood Baptist Church, 1719 Kelly Street in Alexandria. Hosted by Ann Fluker. For ticket information, Tyrone Roy, 318-729-5076. Pastor Johnny Johnson, 318-613-5231. Ronnie Gisbar, 318-332-1596. Angel Jefferson, 318-290-4707. And Ann Fluker, 318-625-8592. Lots Music Box and TNR Entertainment are proud sponsors of this station.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit NEA.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
It's gonna be all right. This is KAY.